Good morning. We are here with Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce CEO Bob Moses in your permanent now spot here. I think yes. You just join us yeah. every other day now.
Every other day, yeah.
But you have brought somebody, Andrew, from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, correct?
Yes.
Is that what?
Well,
Travel Wisconsin?
Wisconsin Department is Travel Wisconsin. So from a government level, yes, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Wisconsin Department of Tourism is the home for Travel Wisconsin and TravelWisconsin.com.
And I know you were earlier this week, you were talking with the county board, and you had some really good news in terms of numbers in regards to tourism in Crawford County.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we watch the numbers very closely. Just like any business, you have to know what your return on investment is. So if we're gonna you know, put out dollars for marketing, for tourism development, tourism promotion, we've got to make sure that we're bringing visitors not only just to Wisconsin, but where they're coming from. And then obviously more specifically, when we're working with all of our partners and across the state and right here with Crawford County and Prairie du Chien Chamber and Tourism, and of course, I got the Welcome Center here as well. We want to make sure that we know where those visitors are going and the impact we're having. So yes, proud to say 2025 numbers, we just released those last week. The state hit a record $27 billion in total economic impact. And right here in Crawford County, $75 million of that was right here in Crawford County. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. And you and I kind of talked off air because I feel like with tourism, with travel, it's really easy to throw these big numbers out and say, wow, that was the economic impact that you have. And some of the residents that are listening are going, well, where did that $75 million go? I didn't see any of it. Or maybe they're a business owner here going, where, huh? How? But you guys actually do have ways to truly track that and say, no, there was really $75 billion or million dollars. And if we took that away, I bet you'd notice.
It absolutely would be noticed. Well, first thing to address your first question, yes. You know, it's anytime you hear that there's a projected economic impact, you know, it's easy to put the radar up and go, oh, wait a minute, where'd that number come from? I can tell you, and I'm an economist, so I work with these numbers very closely. Everything that we as consumers spend money on, of course, is taxed.
Yes.
So there's a sales tax collected on everything. And in Wisconsin, well, albeit a couple of minor examples, everything else across the state is county sales tax.
Yep.
So we can look at Crawford County and look at the sales tax that was collected specifically at first in lodging and dining. One can argue that for the most part, everybody that stays in a hotel, an Airbnb, camps even, probably don't live there. If they did, they'd
yeah,
do it
I'm
at home.
Not staying at the hotel across the street.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If I asked you what's the best hotel.
Sometimes it would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it as a tourism guy. People come to my own hometown and they go, hey, what's the best hotel to stay in town? I go, well, I've never stayed at any of them.
You know, I don't stay at hotels in my hometown a lot.
I have a loving wife that's let me stay in my own house every night. But you'll know 100 miles away what that hotel
yes.
is like in that community,
yes.
1,000 miles away. So when we look at that category of taxation, there's only really five categories, and the first two of most significance, which is well over 50%, is lodging, which one can argue almost 100% of people staying in a hotel are tourists.
Yep.
They're here for a purpose. And then obviously they're probably eating, so a high percentage of the dollars spent in dining. So when we get those two figured out, and you look at the numbers that are in there, you can figure, all right, we're already over 50%. So then you add in retail and transportation and experiential and recreation and all the other things that visitors can do. And again, all those things are taxed. You know, you go buy a ticket at a show, there's going to be tax. You go put fuel in your car. All of those things are trackable. And we can bring that right back to a local level in a county and say, hey, outstanding. You did very well in this. And we can, you know, differentiate between direct spending and even that secondary spending. So if I was here and I had to run in and get bait to go fishing on the Mississippi, not typically bait, you wouldn't say, well, is that a typical expenditure? Well, it can be tracked as an expenditure because we know that that person's here as a visitor now.
And it is interesting because, like you said, that is a huge impact that goes into the economy here in Crawford County. And that it also gives you dollars to then reach out outside of Crawford County to bring more people in. And I know that's kind of your role, Bob.
That is. We are very fortunate as the DMO for Crawford County that we utilize those room tax dollars to actually promote Prairie du Chien and the county. Those dollars actually come into the city, and the city then gives us 70% of those room tax dollars, and we are to utilize those dollars to put heads in beds. We focus on travelers coming beyond a 60-mile radius. We consider those people just kind of day trippers. Yes, they are still spending money. They're going out for lunch, maybe having a beer or something at the bar, whatever it might be. But really, if you get a good judgment of where these people are coming from, it's got to be for an overnight stay. Mm-hmm. And that's what we really focus on. And we are really happy that over the last how many years that we've been collecting room tax, we continue to see an increase. So we feel that our marketing initiatives are doing what they're supposed to do, and that's being proven by the increased room tax.
And if I'll throw another number in there that people are listening today and going, okay, they're talking tourism. But let me throw a number in there that's really relevant to your taxpayers here in Crawford County. We talked about the $75 million that was spent here in Crawford County, mm-hmm. people that don't live here. Remember when I said we track it because it's taxed, $5.7 million of taxes were collected, state and local, from those visitors. So when you look at funding, at a county level, municipal level, and you're talking about roads and schools and education and healthcare, those are dollars that are coming from people that don't live here that go into those buckets as well. So it has a tangible relation to your pocket when you live in this community.
And again, I think we've all seen Prairie in the down tourism season. We know what that looks like.
We do.
We also see a very drastic difference on rendezvous weekend, on, just a normal, nice weekend in Prairie du Chien where people are out, they're on the river, they're doing day trips. You can see that tangible difference in restaurants. You can see it on the roads. You can see it in Walmart, any retail location. You can see it in the restaurants. And then fast forward to January when it's negative 20 and nobody's leaving our houses going, hey, look, there's not been a car on Marquette Road in 15 minutes.
We are very fortunate that people do see us as a destination.
Yes.
That's increasing year after year after year. And I want to give a shout out to also the event organizers that spend so much time and dedication of pulling these events together. For example, this weekend's rendezvous, mm-hmm. people come back on an annual basis. They make it a special trip each year to come back to Prairie du Chien. And those numbers show that because we see what the data is telling us and we're seeing that there's an increase. So hats off to those individuals that work so hard to promote Prairie du Chien and the events that we have. And also I'm going to throw a plug out for the Great River Road. We're so fortunate, that the Great River Road is traveled. I think today Sherry mentioned, was it $1 billion?
Just shy of $1 billion. I believe it's $980 million is the economic impact. And that's factoring in all eight counties. So again, this is 250 mm-hmm. miles. It takes you from the Illinois state line all the way up to Pierce County and Prescott. That, again, those are dollars that travel. Those folks didn't just go to one point and turn around. They come through this market. And if you've got an event, and I'm glad you brought up the events, Bob, the goal of tourism is to bring people that are not familiar with your community and bring them here for the first time and then keep them coming back. Well, there's nothing better than keeping them coming back to a great event, and say 1,000 people show up one day for an event or 10,000, whatever that number would be. All the promotion in the world, it's hard to bring that many people one day. So it is so vital that you've got successful events that open that many eyes. The hospitality, the beauty of being in this park and seeing the water and seeing this town, staying here, enjoying the food, the culinary, going out for a fish fry Friday night. It's a package.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. And, not to talk too much about this, but we have kind of seen in the last 5-6 years, Southwest Wisconsin has become road construction area.
All of Wisconsin has become road construction.
Again, to be fair,
we have winter and road construction season.
Yes, and that's just the nature of not being able to work, 6 months out of the year on projects. But it really has felt like the state of Wisconsin has invested dollars in Southwest Wisconsin to say, hey, you know what? As annoying as the growing pain is, that's going to be resurfacing Highway 35, it needs to be done so that people don't come here and drive on this bumpy road and go, okay, well, it was pretty, but I felt like my car was going to fall apart. I don't want to do that ride again. Or, the Lansing Bridge impact. It's beautiful, but I felt like I might fall off. And I was scared I was going to get off because it was so narrow. It's going to be a beautiful new bridge. Are we going through the growing pains of the impact of that Yes.
I think we need to think long term.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. It's
got to be long term.
It's a long term investment.
Because right now, every day when I leave the parking lot at the chamber office and I struggle how to get out, mm-hmm. and I see the lack of people coming in my office, which typically we see anywhere between 25 to 26,000 people annually every year, I'm really frustrated. I told Drew when he first got here today how frustrated I was, because I feel like, you know, we're not doing our job because we're not able to promote people because they're not coming in.
Yes.
And I have to realize, though, but once both of those roundabouts are finished on November 20th of this year,
we'll have less accidents coming into town.
Yes, and it's all a win-win.
It will be very smooth. And like now, if you drive Highway 35, you're like, wow, this road is great. Yeah. Was it an annoying summer or two? Oh, sure. Sure it was. But long term, now we have this beautiful road. Yeah. And again, it's kind of the beauty and the pain that goes with road construction.
And we know it's tough for the small business. I mean, I just recently I met with folks up in DeSoto, Ferryville area, you know, with the bridge being, as you mentioned, the bridge being out. You know, and I talked to a couple of business owners that told me, you know, how severely they were down in sales. And, you know, that's a local, I mean, you feel sorry for those businesses, mm-hmm. because you know that, you know, no matter
it's how, nothing that they've done.
They didn't put out a bad meal or a bad experience,
yes.
you know, the traffic went away. But, you know, if you can budget for it, you can plan for it, but you're exactly right. You know, I try to stay on the positive side of it. You know, we're tourism, we sell fun.
Yeah.
We try to remind people that, you know, a beautiful road will bring more fun.
Yes.
And typically, you don't see, you know, people will detour maybe around a small area or community, but, you know, if you look at the economic numbers, a road construction project doesn't destroy your community.
No.
It won't help. I mean, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat the reality here, that that is a challenge for people. But, you know, if you can just hang in there once it's done, like you say, and the wow factor of new visitors coming in saying, wow, this is beautiful, this new bridge, this new road, this new roundabout, it's so much easier now. So try to lean on the positive side of that and realize there's only so many things you can control in life, and construction season usually isn't one of them.
Exactly. Again, we're talking with Andrew from Travel Wisconsin and Bob Moses from the Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce. So again, you guys are both doing your job. People are coming to Crawford County, and they're probably going to keep coming to Crawford County. So that is good news for Crawford County.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks, guys.